The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 23rd October 2009. Spending some time with Pat Castle. He is on Fox Sports Radio 920 AM out of Las Vegas. And how we came to know each other is that I got a call here from Pat that wanted to interview one of my new talk show hosts, and that's Philip Pozderek. Used to play football for the Dallas Cowboys. And what I didn't know, and I didn't make the connection, Pat, and I didn't think to ask you, how, you know, I just threw this guy up on the air, and all of a sudden I get a call from a radio station that wants to interview him. And what I didn't know is your dad's an avid listener to this program.
Oh, yeah. He loves you. In fact, he was the one that hooked me up with Pozderek because he was talking about health care and whatnot. And see, on my radio show, we don't just talk sports. I bring in politics. I bring in health care. Just down and out, you know, the wussification of the kids in America. And we talk about all that stuff. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, how does that fly with Fox, though?
Well, no, Fox is the affiliate. I mean, we're local, and it's gone pretty well. I mean, I would say the listenership is some days better than others, like any radio show. But most of the radio shows in Las Vegas, their topics are sports gaming. And you know what? I don't want to hear about gambling all the time. I want to hear sports. I want to hear an opinion. But my format is similar to yours. I have a round table. I look at it like we're having a round table. My callers are part of the show. They have an opinion, right, wrong, or indifferent. They have an opinion, and we give them a chance to air that opinion.
Well, and what I've noticed over the years in more mainstream formats, opinions are like belly buttons. You know, everybody's got one. And what right now you're talking to some of the best and well-informed people on the planet, because on this network, everything is geared toward one thing, and that's getting this country back. And we point out the pratfalls and the pitfalls and who's zooming whom and who's doing what to whom. It's a lot of bad news, but we're always seeking the solutions to the problems that we have, and we've covered those. And here's the bottom line to this, that unless we have the informed electorate in political circles, that's what they like to call us, the electorate, well, unless they're really informed, and I mean, just not passing around a popular opinion, but when you start to dig into people's opinions as to where did you get this thought process, what are you basing your argument or what are you basing your opinion on, the more what I've discovered in mainstream is the more that you press them for their reasoning of how they arrived at their opinion, they're really walking on thin ice. And that seems to be the problem. So that's why I do this network. It's to inform and elucidate people out there as to what is really going on. We know what our government's supposed to be, and we certainly know what's gone wrong with it. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Pat Castle today is my guest. Mr. Pozderek will be joining me in about 10.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use 4 black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Coming out of Babylon, how one man is doing it. Go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. What one man can do, another man can do. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, success is yours.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So there I was one day, sitting in somebody's backyard next to the pool, and here comes Sasquatch that comes walking in through the sliding glass door. Guy's 6'9", I'm not gay or anything, but kind of a handsome guy. And he and I got to talking and found out that he was an ex-Dallas Cowboy. Now, I'm a Lions fan, so my duty is to hate the Dallas Cowboys. But I just absolutely love this guy, Philip Pozderek. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hi, John. I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
Hanging in there. Pat Castle's on the line with us.
How are you, Phil? Good to talk to you again.
I'm great, Pat. Good to hear your voice.
Well, I was actually going to call you Monday and get a call today from John. It worked out quite well.
Well, and how that came about, Phil, is I just wanted to do a little catch-up here to make sure that you hit his program a couple of weeks ago, and, well, then there it is. Positively unconstitutional. That was my suggestion. He does a little play on the words. I guess most of your friends call you Paz.
Yes, all my close friends call me Paz.
Okay, very, very, very good, Mr. Pozderek. So how's that Dallas thing working out, by the way?
As far as what I'm doing up here in Dallas?
No, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, them.
Yeah, those guys. You know, America's team.
America's team.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my feeling about the team is that, you know, we've got the same kind of team you know, that we had when I played. And that is that, you know, we have a better than average quarterback, but in my opinion, not a Super Bowl quarterback. And
he's hell with the ladies, though.
Yeah, I wish I had the ladies he's getting. Man, I tell you, that guy, he's got it made that way.
And they have money, too.
Yeah, you know, you got money, you got time off, you got women. You know, what else could you ask for except a ring?
Well, I'm loving this because now I got two football guys here. Let me ask the question I've always wanted to ask. Now, Paz, you played back in the 80s. You were a graduate of Notre Dame. By the way, Pat, should I tell him what you said about him being a graduate of Notre Dame? And you
absolutely. That's my favorite school, so you could definitely tell him that.
Well, and what he said to me today, Paz, was I didn't realize that he was a graduate of Notre Dame. He could actually think. He said he's a smart guy.
Hey, Pat, you know, I was All-American at Notre Dame.
See, the thing that's funny, I totally forgot. One of the few, as I got older, certain things, part of my memory went out the window, and I forgot you were a Fighting Irish guy. I apologize. I have to tell you. I knew you were a great football player with the Cowboys. I knew who you were. I totally spaced it, the Notre Dame thing. And if anybody was listening that felt knows I'm a sports nut, I'll never hear the end of it.
Well, here's the question I always wanted to ask. Now, when I was a younger man, and I was surprised because actually I never played for the NFL. But the people think, and they're going by today's standards, you see these multi-million-dollar contracts, guaranteed money, so on and so forth. And I realize that the professional athlete in sports, what is it, Paz? What is it, four and a half years? And
I think the average NFL football career is about 3.5 years on the average. And what you'll find is that you have players that are, you know, truly great players. And these guys have, you know, terrific physiques and great joints, and they last 12 to 15 years, some of them. And on the other end of the spectrum, you have marginal players that come in the league, and they might be in the league a year or, you know, 2 years, and then they just, you know, they don't improve enough to really be a starting player, and the team replaces them with somebody better. And so, you know, you have a relatively low average. Of course, injuries are the rule there. I mean, everybody who plays for any length of time in that league is going to have operations.
And, Pat, if you ever saw this guy's knee, you'd freak out. Now, Pat, I don't know if you're aware of this, just had both of his knees done. He got a two-for-one deal. He had both of his knees done, and I swear on my mother's grave, Mr. Pozderek, that I'm going to get your knee fixed. This guy sat down, Pat, in a chair, and he was kind of proud of the fact of the new trick he could do with his knee.
And that is.
And he could move it just by the tendons. He could move it, and the joint moves about 2 inches.
Yeah, Pat, I've torn the medial collateral and the posterior cruciate in my right knee, and so I've got what's called a posterior draw. And so, you know, I can flex my hamstring and pull the joint, the bone into the joint. It moves about an inch or an inch and a half at least.
And I just about passed out when he did it. You know, it freaked me out. And I told him, I said, hey, I know this surgery center in Oklahoma. You can have it fixed for $6,500. At any rate, here's the question I have. Now, growing up, every kid loves sports, baseball, basketball, football, whatever. And when we were growing up, we loved the game. And the people that played the game, they played it because they loved the game. This is what they knew how to do. They were good at it. But where are you guys on the money issue that these guys are pulling down today?
Well, it kind of, you know, they've blown the whole system out of proportion. You know, everything in the financial system is totally distorted. I mean, the tickets that I paid 3 years ago, $80 a piece to sit in the front row at Irving Stadium, now they cost $380 a piece. So what this means is that for a 3 or 4 hour entertainment in the afternoon, you know, a guy can't afford to take his wife and two kids, you know, to the game every weekend. I mean, it just, you know, it's thousands of dollars to go to a, you know, a 4 hour entertainment event. And so what's happened is that, you know, the only people who buy the tickets are corporations. You know, these big corporations are spending $50,000-$60,000 a year to have four seats to go to the game. And of course, the players have made more money because of these rising prices. So I don't see it as the players' fault that things have evolved the way that they have. But, I mean, look, when I played in 86, I think the team did gross revenues of $30 million. They had expenses of about $35 million, so they were losing about $5 million a year. The average player made $125,000 a year. That means the whole team made $5 million. Now you have single players that are making, you know, $14 million a year for a left tackle.
And we're talking now guaranteed money that, you know, I mean, even if this guy goes on IR, he's still collecting his paycheck.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and it used to be, and this is the way I envisioned football, at least, Paz, was that people loved the game of football, and the people that were playing the game loved the game. But they're getting priced out of the seat in the stadium. I mean, look at the house that Jerry built. I mean, $1.2 billion?
Exactly.
And I'm looking at this and I'm going, my God, and you know, this is the George Steinbrenner of football.
Yeah, but you're forgetting the Meadowlands. The Giant Stadium, they want to charge $50,000 or $60,000 per seat for the right to become a season ticket holder.
Jerry's
so if you were a season
that,
ticket holder for 50 years, I actually met a guy last year when I went back to Giant Stadium. He had the same four seats back at Yankee Stadium. He was there in the 58 championship game with Alan Ameche.
Oh, geez.
He was paying $400 for the four seats. We're going to go to $4,000, and they wanted $200,000 for the right to buy the seats. They have the ownership to those seats.
Jerry Jones has already done that here. When he bought the team back in 88, 89, the first thing he did was we'll go over all the contracts. And he found a contract on the back of the ticket. And on the back of the ticket, it said that if you failed to buy your season tickets 2 years in a row, if you were a bondholder from, you know, the original stadium, and you failed to buy your season tickets 2 years in a row, you lost your rights to buy your season tickets. I ran into Chuck Howley, who's in the Ring of Honor. He said 2 years after Jerry got here in 90 or 91, Jerry wrote him a letter, said, you don't have longer have rights to tickets. I mean, this guy's in the Ring of Honor.
Oh, my God.
Chuck wanted to know if they were going to take his name down off the building, too.
Well, gosh, guys, I mean, Paz, you played under one of the greatest coaches, in my opinion, that ever coached the game of football. I mean, and when you say Tom Landry, what comes to mind to me is who was that little guy that they named the Super Bowl trophy? Oh, that's right, out of Green Bay. Yeah,
Lombardi,
Mr. Lombardi. I mean, there's iconic figures in football. The whole scenario, in my opinion, is getting trashed because it's gone so commercial. You'll see Gatorade; it's the drink of the NFL, the official drink. There's tons of corporate money into this thing. And I think that is ruining the game. And
you know, Jerry started that too, John. You know, when he sat down that first week that he bought the team and read his contracts, what he realized was that he bought two different things. He bought the football team, which was one corporation, and he bought a leasehold interest in the stadium, which was another corporation. And, of course, they had all these marketing things with the NFL that said, you know, Coca-Cola is the drink of the NFL. And so he said, well, I have this other corporation over here. We'll make Pepsi-Cola the official drink of Texas Stadium. And so he severed the two, and this forced all the other owners to do the same thing in order to be able to compete with him because he was able to generate so much more cash. You know, Pat was just talking about seat options. He created the seat option. This is the reason he took back everybody's season tickets. So when he found out that there was a contract on the back of the season ticket, what he did was he fired everybody in the ticket office. So nobody could buy their season tickets. You had to go and stand in line for 4 hours at the facility to get your tickets the first year that he owned the team. And if you called to buy your tickets, you just got put on a machine and you never got a person on the phone because there was only two people in the ticket office.
Well,
so after he took back everybody's tickets, then the next year he sold seat options and he raised $100 million at one fell swoop.
Wow.
You know, guys, I'll tell you what, the only time that I'm going to be walking into Jerry Jones' new playhouse up there in Dallas is if Paz Derek here buys the tickets for me. We'll take the break here. We'll take some of your phone calls today at 800-313-9443. Switching gears a little bit. We'll get around to the politically incorrect Pat Castle right after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Question. How in the hell can an NFL quarterback like Brett Favre play the game for as many years as he has? And keep in mind, folks, he's doing it without painkillers because he has a little go around with his addiction to painkillers. You know, Paz, what's this guy going to be like in 10 years? Is he going to be able to even get out of bed in the morning?
You know, he's got to be one tough guy. I don't know Brett personally, but you know, I just got to believe that he is one tough guy. And, yeah, I bet when he gets out of bed in the morning, he cracks and pops and creaks like an old man already.
I mean, because, look, the transition from college and you know this very well. You were a rookie at one time. And the one thing that rookies will say repeatedly is they have absolutely no idea how fast the game is. And we're dealing now with coaches that try to bring in the best talent, the fastest, the strongest, the biggest, and so on and so forth. They're amazed at how fast and how strong these guys are. Now, can you imagine a 250-pound linebacker zeroing in on you and taking a shot at you when you're standing there, and you're not folding up to take a hit. You're poised to throw a ball or do a handoff, and wham, you get blindsided. I don't know for the life of me, I don't know what keeps this guy going. I don't know if it's his ego or it's really the love of the game. And if it's the love of the game that's kept him in this long, man, what a passion this guy has.
I mean, he surely seems to be enjoying it. You know, whenever he throws a touchdown pass, he's like a little kid out there jumping up and down. So, you know, I got to believe he's got a passion for the game. You have to love the game in order to take, some of those hits.
You know, the last time I saw anybody that age playing the football game was, George Blanda?
73, 72.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, he looked old walking out on the field. You know, it was just amazing to me. Hey, let's jump to the phones here. Let's go to New York. Michael. Hello, Mike. Michael, you there?
Yes, sir, John, I am.
Oh, go ahead.
And thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
As always, John, great show and a great network, and your guest there is also a great addition to the lineup that you have. And I'm calling because I remember, like, the last, just recently when he was on, you mentioned an injury that he has. His name is Pat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're talking about an ex-football player, and then we're talking about a guy that does sports radio out in Vegas. Which one are you talking about here?
Okay, yes, you have two guests.
Yes.
And the one that's the ex-football player for Dallas. And you mentioned last time he had an injury, too. And I can help him with that. And I do it all naturally. And within a week or two, there'll be such improvement you won't believe it.
He's piqued my interest.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Just talk.
What is it, Michael?
Once you verify that.
What is it?
Then I've been trying to get a line to the pro athletes because I sell a bottle for $25. Usually the average person, 25 to 100, and they're brand new. I'm talking about, like, coming out of a car wreck, Charlie Giuliani last year, for example, when he got hit by a bike, and he was all banged up, and I was on hold waiting to talk to him, and he mentioned while I was listening, waiting, that he just got hit by a car on his bike, and he might be out of commission for a while, has to go through operation and stuff. And so I mentioned that I could help him if he contact me after the show, and he did. I sent him my rapid heal. Within 24 hours, he called me and said, "This stuff's unbelievable.
Okay.
I'm already up walking around
with
hardly any pain."
Okay, Michael, what's the concoction?
Well, I call it Rapid Heal. It's all herbal. It's my own exclusive formula. And Quince, Quince, John, as well.
Yeah.
Quince will verify it. I turned Quince on to it, and sure enough, he followed up and got some because he couldn't get over it. And just within 3 weeks, old injuries are pretty much gone.
Well, wow, that sounds amazing.
Well,
I got to get your phone number.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Sir, gentlemen, and John, then I can finally discuss with you advertising on your network because I've been wanting to for a long time.
Well, okay,
Jerry,
it's got to pass the smell test. You got to send me a sample of it, and we'll try it out on Mr. Pozderek first.
Absolutely, gentlemen. That, okay. I'll be more than happy to do that.
All right. Anything else, Michael?
No, sir.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, and now unless it'll fix a posterior ligament, I don't know about that.
Doesn't matter, John. Doesn't matter. As long as, for example, there's contact. If it's a torn ligament, as long as everything's back in pretty much close proximity to the way it should be. I've had a gal out in Michigan where it was really torn really bad. I mean, major operation. That's what they wanted to do. But she only got two or three bottles of Rapid Heal, and she couldn't get over. She was at least like 50% better. And they were totally torn and separated. So if everything's in close proximity and alignment the way it should, then the fusion, if it's broken bones, bad tears, that'll happen real fast than any other kind of injury.
I'll tell you what, you got the address here. Send me down some. We'll check it out.
Absolutely. You got my attention.
All right.
Okay, guys. Expect it in the near future.
All right. Hey, thanks. We've got to take the bottom of the hour hard break here. By the way, Mr. Pozderek, you're on KTAE in Central Texas here, and I think that even reaches up into Dallas. Just a warning.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
This is my playtime show. I don't get an opportunity to do this very often. The hate crime legislation, folks, is going to be signed by Barack Obama. That means you're not going to be able to call homosexuals faggots on the air anymore. They'll get upset and sue you. But at any rate, there's a lot of things that are going on. But today, we're taking a little break. We've got a sportscaster out there, a radio guy in Nevada, and we got Mr. Paz Derrick here, ex-Dallas Cowboy. And it's just fun to chew the fat with you guys, and I appreciate it very much. By the way, I got a call from a listener today, Paz, that said, don't cancel this guy. I really love him. And the attraction here is he's a real guy. How he is on the air is the same way he is in person, which is how much reality do we get today in today's world? Everything is a Madison Avenue idea backed up by big corporate dollars, the glitz and the, you know, the fritz and everything else. But, you know, like the old commercial for Wendy's used to be, where's the beef? You know,
the commercial I love, John, is the commercial where, you know, they got the music playing and everyone's dancing and they're walking by the cash register just swiping their card as fast as can be. And then the guy pulls out cash and they, oh,
everything.
You know, just drill. Oh, that cash is too slow. Get that credit card. Hurry up. Spend faster, faster, faster.
And what has happened here, and when you really look at it, and we're social creatures. We have a tendency to groupthink and do what the other guy's doing and whatever else. And it became real fashionable. You know, Madison Avenue would dream up the products and the services. You'd look beautiful. You'd live forever. And, well, this is the way you dress, and this is the way you eat, and this is what you wear, and, you know, the whole nine yards. And people, well, they wanted it, and they wanted it right now. They were like kids with their noses pressed up against the glass at the department store around Christmas time. So we got in the habit of using these credit cards. And that's been cooking rather nicely for them for about 40-some years. Well, until we have this little economic, and I like what you said. I like what you said about this, is that, you know, hey, the depression. You know, we're all told that, hey, we're turning the corners. I saw news stories today on Bloomberg that, well, existing housing sales are up, and it looks like we've turned the corner. Pat, how's Las Vegas doing?
Well, that's a great subject. I could tell you right now that probably by January, I would say between 75 to 90% of the homeowners will be upside down. My house is about 60% upside down effective January of 2010. My house is going down 3% a month this year, I was told by the tax assessor.
And
but we're doing good. Don't worry about a thing.
Oh, yeah. And, of course.
And there's strip malls out in Vegas right now. John, I'm sorry. We have several strip malls that don't have any, not even a store in them. They're all vacant.
Well, and that's the next bubble to burst is going to be that commercial real estate market. But out there in Vegas, I mean, this used to be the place where people that had a few extra bucks, they went and had a good time. They caught a floor show. They got free food. They went and gambled. They got comped. What's it like out there in the gambling casinos now?
Very quiet. In fact, the city center is supposed to open up in about 6-7 weeks. That's supposed to be the new influx of jobs and whatnot in Clark County or Las Vegas. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't see how it's going to hit because who's got discretionary income? Not to mention that our esteemed president told everybody they should really go to Las Vegas for conventions. That really helped our economy here as well. But, we won't go there.
You know, but, why bother going to Vegas? You got a casino online. You can trade stocks anytime you want. You got the biggest casino in the world, the Forex. You got stock market, bond market, ETFs. You know, you can make a bet on anything, anywhere from your computer. You don't need to go to Vegas.
Yeah,
it's all legal. It's a gambling
racket. The best part about that, you could play the house. You could bet against the market because that's what's probably going to happen. The market's going to go down, and you can make money.
You know, it fascinates me, gentlemen, that in better days, people, and you used the term discretionary spending. Paz, we were talking in the last hour. Our friend here, Pat, he's an insurance broker, and he is an insurance professional, and he knows the insurance game rather well. And it's fascinating because I told him, I said, what do I know about insurance companies? You know, all I know is to pick up the yellow pages and let my fingers do the walking and then get quotes and compare rates and whatever else. Well, a lot of people do not understand that, but, well, we had the great socialist, big change guy there in Washington, comes along, and this is the dream for the socialists slash progressives in Washington, D.C. Oh, Hillary Clinton and the gang, well, we need national health care. We need to duplicate what other countries are doing, because it's working so well. Hello?
You know, you notice the names, you notice the titles we're giving people now? The czar of this, the czar of that, the czarina Pelosi. I mean, we're doing pretty good here.
Well,
pretty soon we're going to be called
comrades. You know, the Constitution clearly states no titles of nobility, and the president has 66 czars?
Well, and also, he wasn't going to have the special interest groups weren't going to have a path worn to his Oval Office, and my God, that's all that it is special interest.
Let me say this, John. Pat, you'll know this guy. You remember Robert Newhouse, the fullback
sure
of the Cowboys?
Hallsville, Texas.
I had lunch with him 2 days ago, and he told me, and of course he's a black man, he told me that Barack Obama got elected. You've got a black president now. And that's all the change you're going to get. That is the change.
I didn't know Randy was black.
No, I say Robert Newhouse. Not Randy. Okay. The fullback, not the defensive tackle.
Oh, we're going to get changed. Right? By the way, there was a newspaper. Our debt, he's tripled our debt in less than a year. He tripled the debt. But George Bush, he was a bad guy. Although I wouldn't sit here and think Bush is a genius. But the moral of the story is, you know, the old-fashioned capitalistic way of working hard to get what you deserve, that's not a good thing anymore. We're going to just sit back and let the government give it to us. And they're going to give it to us good. The question is where they're going to give it to us.
Well,
it's clear that the power behind the throne emanates from the Council on Foreign Relations and the Federal Reserve Bank. And, of course, if you spend everybody's money, then you'll have to raise taxes, and this will bankrupt the middle class, it'll destroy private property, and you'll be a communist country just like everyone else. They're spending your money until they break the country. It's very simple.
Well, and here's a Wall Street story that I just pulled out. I didn't get around to yesterday. Wall Street, government tax receipts down 20% year over year. Wall Street banks earnings billions, the unsustainable economic course. Here's the thought. Pat, things aren't going well in Vegas. I didn't ask you, by the way, what you're going to do when your house comes up in January here. But be that as it may, the tax base is eroding for counties and states. The government is starving for money. Before this thing hit in September of 07, and by the way, I'll roll around to George Bush here in a minute, Pat. I'm not going to let you go on that one. The problem here is prior to September 2007, the government had to sell $3 billion worth of debt a day in order to make the government function for us. Well, what are they doing now? They're monetizing the debt. In other words, they're borrowing the money from the banks to run the government. Is Guido, the international gangster, going to let us go here on the interest? Are they going to forgo the interest on all this money? I don't think so. We're $24 trillion in the hole right now. Tax bases are eroding. The government is broke. They still want to fight their wars. They still want to have their national health cares. They still want to do business as usual. How do you see all this working out?
Hey, John, let me put it to you this way. Just imagine that if it cost you $10,000 a month to pay all your bills, and every month you wrote a bad check for $10,000, and you ran over to another bank, and you covered it with a check for $10,000 over there. The next month, you wrote another $10,000, and you ran to another bank and wrote a check for $20,000 to cover the first two checks. You know, after 30 or 40 years, you'd have to write a check every month for several million dollars. And this is exactly how our Federal Reserve and our money works in this country, you know. The government issues a bond, which is a check with no money behind it. They give that to the Fed, who then gives them dollars at interest. Well, there never was any money. In fact, dollars, you know, Federal Reserve notes, are not money at all. They don't have any intrinsic value. And so we've been hornswoggled. I mean, absolutely, every bank in the country is acting illegally. It's loaning credit, which is against its charter, which is against the law, including the Federal Reserve Bank. There is no money. They only have credit, and they only loan credit, and the credit can never be paid back. There's just not enough workers making enough money. You know, pretty soon the question is going to be, are you willing to give 110% of your income as taxes?
Well, and that's what we're headed. And what the globalist vision here, the global elite, is we're all going to be one happy little planet, and we're going to be trading with each other, and everything is going to be hunky-dory. But what most people don't realize, and keep in mind, gentlemen, 10, 15 years ago when I was talking about the New World Order, I was just one of these disenfranchised yahoos that was just anti-government. But when they spoke about building the global government, oh, that was all fine. When I would speak about it, I was some kind of a wingnut. I was a right-wing extremist. I think that's the term that's used nowadays. But I very much love my country. You know, I'm not going to fight and die for it, but I'll kill to keep it. And what I see right now, there is no absolutely, on the current course, there's no way to get this thing back. Dramatic changes must take place. Do you think we're going to get this with Barack Obama?
Now, have you guys heard the speech given at Bethel University in St. Paul, Minnesota by Lord Monckton?
Yes.
I mean, absolutely amazing. In less than 8 weeks, the usurper of our presidency is going to go over to Copenhagen. He's going to sign a treaty that's going to supersede the Constitution and that is going to enslave everybody in this country. You know, initially the price is 0.7% of GDP. That's about $900 billion. When you divide that by 300 million folks, that's a $3,000 a year tax on every person, man, woman, and child in this country. But the worst part of it is that this treaty, it has three things. It's going to form the New World Government. It's going to redistribute wealth from the Western nations to the third world countries. And three, it's going to act to enforce the One World Government laws.
And here we are. New World Order time. And we've got a bunch of people. By the way, Pat, I was going to mention with George Bush. He was a Republican in name only because under his watch, something to the effect of like 8 million jobs left the country permanently. But it wasn't just George Bush. It was Bill Clinton before him. It's Barry Sartorial this time around. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter which status is in power. You know, the country's being run from behind the scenes. The Council on Foreign Relations has been planning this for the last 100 years. They set up the League of Nations back in the 20s. They set up the United Nations after World War II. And the whole point of it is to destroy the Constitution, to undermine the Constitution, to set up a one-world government that can tax every citizen in the world. That's what it's about.
Pat, you let him say these things when he's on your show?
Yeah, somewhat. After we start out with the Cowboys and NFL talk, and the last 20 minutes were pretty much the same way. And quite honestly, it's great to hear because it's true. You know, wouldn't it be nice to see, instead of having a Democrat or a Republican party, just an American party, someone who gave a damn about the American people?
I got a better idea.
Outsourcing all these jobs is a brilliant thing, isn't it?
Yeah, hey, Pat, I got a better idea. I love that the Constitution Party is there and the Libertarian Party is there because they bring ideas and things to the forefront for the other critters that are with those other parties to consider. But we would only need two parties, or maybe not a party at all, if they did one thing. They followed the Constitution. That's what Ron Paul, that was the appeal of Ron Paul. Here was an old doctor that got up there, and he was talking about problems that we were having and possible solutions. And he kept holding up this little ragtag book called the Constitution. And this is what we have gotten away from. The lawyers and the corporations and the bankers, all private corporations, have all gotten together to do one thing, and that's to strip us of all of our wealth. And no matter how you look at it, number one, the backbone of this country is the family and their ability to clothe and house and feed themselves. And that is being destroyed. When you hear the term, the gap is widening between the rich and the poor, what that means is the middle class is all but dead. That's what's dropping out of that equation. And you're going to have the haves, and then you're going to have the have-nots. In a country, literally, that was the envy, gentlemen, of the entire world in our production, our capabilities. I mean, we were a great place. Now look at us. What a shame.
Can you even imagine 50 years ago having people like Barney Frank, openly homosexuals in the Congress, standing up there talking about, well, you know, my partner is better looking than I am. I don't think you'd want to see me naked, but... he's, you know, it just makes me sick.
And here's a guy, and where is our morals and ethics gone? Because here's a guy that was running a brothel out of Washington, D.C. He had to shut it down because it became public knowledge. But this is the character of people that we have in Washington, D.C.
Well, this goes back to that the video that you've got on the homepage. Everybody should go watch that KGB agent, Yuri Brezhmenov, talk about demoralization. And take the word apart, demoralize. That means to lose your morals. We're there. I mean, you know, we're fighting over gay marriage and, you know, all these distractions while the Federal Reserve just, you know, consistently, you know, robs you with this toxic currency.
Hey, but don't forget, Orrin Hatch wants Barack Obama to look at BCS, because that's a bigger problem than, you know, the way the bowl system is set up versus how American people get health care and whatnot. I mean, we need to set up money for that.
Three times to register his car, and he, after three trips to the DMV, he still didn't get it registered. This is how health care is going to be. You're going to take, you know, 3 years to get an operation if you live long enough. That's how they're going to curtail cost. You'll come in for an operation. They'll go, well, yeah, we'll get that approved for you. Hold on.
You realize the state finance committee wants, they want to tax the benefits now?
For your operation.
What did you say, Pat?
They want to tax the Cadillac plans, basically union plans, if they really want to shoot themselves in the foot. How do you tax a benefit that's been there for years? I mean, 85% of the population has insurance. So we're going to punish the 85 for the 15%. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And they're going to end up, and this is the other thing, the American people aren't savvy enough to look at. They were crying about going to a $1,000 deductible. The House is looking at out-of-pocket limits of $5,000 and $10,000 a year. They can purchase their own plan called the Health Savings Account for a whole lot less and get good affordable rates. Heaven forbid they shop.
Tell you what, we got to take this break. Gentlemen, Phil Ponsderek and Pat Castle, we're going to have about 4 minutes on the other side of this, and we'll finish up the Friday edition of the National Intel Report.
What one man can do, another man can do. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man coming out of Babylon. How one man is doing it. Thank you.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, positively unconstitutional. The radio program is on. Somebody is shuffling papers. The radio program is on. That's 10 a.m. to 12 noon. That's on Saturdays. And Phil Pozderek has got the helm on that. Pat Castle, when are you on the air?
I'm on Monday through Friday, 2 to 5, Las Vegas. And you can actually listen to me online as well.
Cool.
LBRocks.com, Sin City Sports Talk.
LBRocks.com, gotcha. Gentlemen, we only have a couple minutes left. Any parting shots here, Pat?
Well, the only parting shot I can say is hopefully the American people are going to wake up and realize this is still our country and take it back.
I second that motion. Hey, Pat Castle, I appreciate you coming up on the air with us today.
I appreciate you having me, and I hope to talk to you again. And Mr. Pozderek, you'll be called again very soon, sir.
All right. I look forward to it, Pat. And
John, I may have to reciprocate and get you on my show in Las Vegas as well.
Hey, not a problem. And Pat, say hi to your dad for me.
I will. I'll tell him you said that. Take care and God bless.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Pause. We've got major problems here. What are you covering on your program tomorrow?
Well, I had planned on talking about health care, but my guest can't make it tomorrow. I was supposed to have a guest, one of the state representatives from Oklahoma, and he's not going to be able to attend.
Which one is that?
His name is Mike Ritzy.
Okay.
And he's a Bircher. He knows what's going on. And, you know, from my standpoint, the richest man I know right now is Robert Newhouse. And he's a bankruptcy trustee, and he's making money hand over fist because a million corporations have gone bankrupt already this year.
A million corporations?
A million corporations.
Well, and I just got the message today here. My producer printed it out. Just this year alone, the 100th bank for 2009 just folded. So
absolutely. We're over 100 bank failures, which you never hear that on CNBC in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And you said a million corporations?
A million corporations have failed this year. You know, I mean, we're losing 500,000 jobs a month this year. I mean, we're 9 months into the year. You know, that's millions of jobs. You know, that's 4.5 million jobs that Barack Obama has lost in only 9 months. Hell, it took George Bush, you know, 8 years to lose 8 million jobs.
Well, and I don't know who was in George Bush's woodpile, but this Barry Sartorial character, nobody bothered to really check into this guy's background. I mean, this guy is a stone cold communist.
Well, you know, the Associated Press, they're birthers. They published an article in the Kenyan Daily Standard in 2004. That said, Kenyan-born Senator Barack Obama, a rising star. So, hell, the Associated Press, they're birthers.
But there he sits, and there we are.
Unbelievable. My only hope for our country is, and maybe this is the plan, I don't know. In January, the Supreme Court of California is going to, you know, try this case, and hopefully they'll find, you know, that everything that he's done since he's been in office is illegal because he's not even a citizen, let alone a natural-born citizen. And, you know, with that in mind, I'm just hoping that when they nullify all the laws that he's passed, that this doesn't just result in chaos.
Well, the bad news about Barry Sartorial getting bounced out on his little keister is, guess who's waiting in the wings? Joe Biden. Hey, Phil. Thanks for coming on the program today. I appreciate it.
I enjoy it, John, as always.
All righty, sir.
Wish you the best.
All righty. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you then.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you Monday, folks. And don't forget, I'm running a special series. The guys that wrote the book, they own it all. And, of course, Tuesdays with Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening today. Introducing the new